We in New Hampshire tend to think of ourselves as living in the heart of maple syrup country. In reality, Canada is by far the largest producer. 75% of the world's supply is tapped in the province of Quebec alone. News of a recent and rather daring heist at Canada's strategic maple syrup reserve had us wondering, A, what happened, and B, since when does Canada have a strategic maple syrup reserve? Jordan Weissman answered those sticky questions in an article for The Atlantic magazine and joins us now to fill us in. Jordan, great to have you back on Word of Mouth.
Thanks for having me. How are you doing?
I'm well, but a little mystified. I mean, we were all scratching our head about, first of all, I didn't know that Canada has dominated the maple syrup industry. When did that start?
You know, you go back to about the 1940s, actually, is when there was the transition. The United States, I guess up around you guys, New Hampshire, used to be the mecca of maple. And then there was a transition, and really our production declined over time. And Canada's kind of stayed level up until really the 80s, at which point they really started expanding fast. And you know, again, Quebec now produces three-quarters of everything that, you know, from what we put on our pancakes to what goes into, you know, our oatmeal or flavors cookies or whatnot.
If they indeed use real flavors.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
I guess so. But, all right, with all of that maple syrup, what's the purpose of the strategic reserve?
Yeah, so, this kind of puzzled me when I heard about it. I saw a couple nods to the idea that it was, you know, meant to keep prices level or whatnot. But, you know, still, usually you have a futures market or something to do that is sort of how corn or soybeans, they deal with it, right? So I went and called up a guy at Cornell. He's an extension associate there, so he's kind of an expert in all things maple. And what he told me is it really kind of comes down to how finicky the maple harvest is and how it sort of varies a lot from year to year.
Based on the weather, based on what kind of spring we have.
Exactly. And so, you know, the issue is for Canadian suppliers who are really trying to make this into a big global business and who are trying to expand and get people in Japan and kind of abroad who aren't necessarily used to the idea of eating maple syrup or aren't used to maple as a flavor to start kind of buying into it, is they need a constant supply because they can't start selling to, say, a cookie maker or someone, you know, over in Japan and promise, yeah, we're always going to have about this much and it's going to cost you about, you know, X per pound of maple to use this ingredient. And then suddenly for prices just to spike one year and for then their buyer to kind of abandon it, that would be a disaster. And so, you know, how do you deal with keeping this very tricky product constantly supplied and constantly cheap? And so they came up with a strategic maple syrup reserve.
It's funny because we think of this as this little cottage industry, you know, with these individual farmers out gathering their sap and boiling it. Now we hear of this huge strategic maple reserve that actually keeps the price pretty constant. How much is in this reserve?
You know, it's probably somewhere in the range of 30, 40 million pounds of the stuff. But news broke last week that there was a huge robbery where they took $30 million, which is about, people have calculated, it was roughly a quarter of what they had sitting in their warehouses.
This is stunning. $30 million worth of maple syrup? First of all, where does someone put all that?
Well, that's a very good question. I'm not sure anyone can really tell you immediately.
I mean, you must have tankers to do that kind of a theft.
You know, it's all kept in barrels, so I imagine you could probably throw it on the back of a truck. But you know, I was talking to this guy, Michael Farrell, at Cornell, and he said to me he immediately thought it must have been an inside job because who on earth else would know what to do with $30 million worth of maple syrup? They have to be able to fence it somewhere. It's one of those heists. I mean, it's not like there's, you know, a pawn shop somewhere that's going to say, oh, yeah, we take syrup.
Do we have to start looking for a glut of maple syrup in the market?
Yeah,
and just follow
prices all of a sudden start dropping precipitously in New Hampshire. You know where it's ended up. So.
Well, yeah, okay, so this is serious, right? We're talking about a Federation of Quebec Maple Syrup Producers. This represents a lot of financial interests. I'm guessing a lot of different farmers and suppliers. Mm-hmm. How are they going after these thieves? Giant pancakes.
I honestly haven't seen much news of it. I do know that the Federation has said this shouldn't affect supplies for this year, although it's actually been a little bit of a rough year for maple syrup production, I'm told.
Mm-hmm. We had a very, very warm winter.
Yeah, and that's obviously no good for the trees. They start budding too quickly. So this was an inopportune time for there to be this the heist. And who knows, maybe that's why they timed it.
No kidding. Now, what would happen if this reserve just ran dry?
Well, there was something like that happened in 2008. where essentially they had put on quotas on producers, and that was fine for a while, but then you had 3 years of weak harvest, so there wasn't that much extra to divert into the reserve. And eventually they realized they just didn't have enough, and you started seeing maple prices spike, which again, this was kind of in the short term actually very good for some of the farmers because it meant they got a windfall, but in the long term it meant that, you know, you saw people canceling orders, that it kind of put a crimp on their attempts to expand the market overseas, and that was a real concern. And so they lifted quotas to try and bring down prices and keep the industry growing at a regular rate.
Well, Jordan, the great maple syrup caper continues. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Jordan Weissman is associate editor for The Atlantic magazine. You can read more about Canada's stockpile of syrup and the most sugary grade A heist in recent memory. That's at wordofmouthradio.org.
Don't stop.